Ailea Green, we really appreciate you joining the Big Sports Breakfast this morning. How's New Zealand going?
Oh, good morning. It's been amazing so far. It's beautiful. We've only had to settle in so far, so looking forward to playing.
Big year ahead, obviously, with Tokyo. I'll rewind the clock and take us back to Rio. I mean, that was just historic, seeing those. I still remember, and I'm sure lots of young boys and girls still remember those images and shots coming through of you guys winning that particular gold medal. The drive must be big now to secure gold and get to Tokyo.
Yeah, well, yeah. Being back Rio, it was definitely a childhood dream for me, and definitely my teammates as well. So, you know, to know that the second one is coming up very soon in Tokyo, for us, it's a very exciting time. But for 4 years, it's actually gone really, really fast, to be honest.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Elliot. I reckon we mightn't have paid our phone bill here. What we'll do is we'll re-establish the line, because there's just a few gremlins there, and we'll get back to you. I remember those visions, and that was just how good was it to see not only them win the gold medal, but the physicality in the matches. And I remember watching it going, they're not holding back here at all. This is unbelievable.
I've said it on this program a number of times. The skill and the power and the physicality of women's sport and contact sports, whether it's AFL or rugby league or rugby union, all the ingredients that you need, it's just developed and come on so fast from, say, 3 or 4 years ago. And I think now women's sport, quite rightly, is getting a place in the calendar. It's getting televised. Some sports are going professional.
Yeah.
So you expect that from these girls now, and they've never had the opportunity in the past. And the women's sevens team to be able to do what they did at Rio was pretty special. And it's amazing, isn't it, that you watch sports that you'd never seen before. So we know the rugby and we know the league and we know the basketball and volleyball and all those sports, but there's other sports at the Olympics you don't actually get to see. And you get so caught up in Olympic games when an Aussie wins gold. And to see those girls win that gold playing for Australia in the sevens was pretty special.
Elliot, are you there?
I'm back.
There we go. Good morning to you again. So I'll start again. So the drive to get to Tokyo, obviously after that historic stuff we saw in Rio, must be huge, mate.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like, I guess this time we kind of know a bit more of what to expect, you know, not being our very first Olympics. So, you know, it's exciting to be preparing for our second Olympics, but also being able to be, you know, the best role models to all the girls wanting to give sevens a shot and, you know, having Olympic dreams just like I always have since I was a little kid. So it's an exciting time for Australian sport and also for rugby sevens, of course.
Yeah, Ilya, you want to win every tournament you play in, but this year, given
that would be great,
the Olympics is the sort of number one goal, I would assume, this year. You'd give it all away to win a gold medal. Does that mean you'll experiment a bit more in these sevens tournaments in the lead-up to the Olympics?
Well, I guess that's up to Johnny Menenti, but he's definitely, you know, trying different combinations, different players. Our development program definitely increased, and they're bringing in more girls from, you know, other states all around Australia to find the right combination.
Yep.
But this is exactly how we made our Rio team, which was bringing different athletes together, basketball players, netball players, a track and field like me, and then piecing together a puzzle that would potentially ended up getting the gold medal. So I guess this year is about finding the perfect combination to win that gold again.
Yeah, giving everyone an opportunity. It's great to see Emily Cherry back for the first time in Australian colour since 2018 after battling away with some injuries and having a baby in that time.
Oh, she's a freak, to be honest. I've been playing with her for 8 years now, and I'll never forget the first time I met Emily, and she, you know, she's quite deceiving. She doesn't look like an unbelievable athlete. So when I actually saw her play and the way that she moves, the way she tackles, her rugby smarts, she is just an incredible person and an athlete. And now that she's had baby Alice, she gets to come to training, and we're very lucky to have her around.
In regards to your selection for this team, you're a shoo-in from what we've seen, but it's getting harder, isn't it? Because you mentioned all the different other women's sports players getting involved. That must make it exciting in regards to the depth now of your squad.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, to be honest, like it's hard to get your position because there's so many girls, you know, lining up wanting to be on that wing, like that winger to start on the field. So, you know, we have like four wingers in our squad. So it's never an easy job to get selected to go on tour. And it definitely won't be to get picked for that Olympic team either. So, you know, the competition's getting bigger. The athletes are getting stronger and more athletic. So, it's just going to keep developing.
They're saying that it's a new surface. It's more of the hybrid turf over there in New Zealand. So it's going to be a fast track. So that'll suit your game. And have you played on one of these hybrid surfaces before?
Hybrid? So is it artificial?
Yeah.
I've actually been told. Oh, well, I actually like artificial. I know a lot of players don't because it's a bit hard on the old joints and that. But I do like it. It does feel a bit like a track. So, yeah.
That'll suit your game. Now, we know a lot about, you know, the New Zealand team and you, in your pool you've got USA, but what about Brazil, Russia? They're in your pool. Can you tell us a little bit about them and how much they've improved over a short period of time?
Yeah, definitely. So we've been playing against Brazil for quite a long time, but they haven't always been on circuit. But they're definitely a team that you can never underestimate because they – you know, they obviously don't have them. Like a lot of rugby's not huge in Brazil. However, they're the type of team that just never gives up, and they'll just run all day long. So, kind of underestimate the Brazilians. And then Russia always a strong team, and they're also quite unpredictable. You know, they'll kick it when you least expect it. They'll do things that you just don't expect, and they come out with these power plays from their scrums that you also you know, don't expect either. So they're definitely a team that is going to be a challenge as well.
And I'm assuming, obviously, when you play at home, that's an advantage to any side. But the Black Ferns, are they the team to beat in your eyes?
Well, they're definitely one of the most skilled in the world. But I think, you know, there's many teams that are going to be a huge challenge. Like USA, for example, you know, they've been incredible. France have been really great. Canada's always a challenge. You know, with this seventh game now, this setup, like, you just really can't underestimate any team because every team has gotten so much more skilled, upskilled and athletic that the game is just getting harder.
With the sevens, a bit like the Big Bash, a lot of people, when they, you know, watch the sport, they just think it's just throw the ball around, but obviously there's a lot more tactics that are involved. What's the key to being a really good sevens side or a really good sevens player?
I think it's a very fine balance of having the knowledge and also the athletic skill to be able to repeat effort. So being able to do repeat efforts at a very high intensity, but at the same time, being able to think very quickly, think fast. So that's like our motto when we play. It is think fast and play fast. So, like, you know, when we take any breaks at training, it's, you know, it's a very quick action. Everything is very quick. So I think if you can think fast, act fast, it can definitely help you with the game.
All right, what about Bankwest? It's going to be huge, the Sydney Sevens. Have you been to the new stadium at Parramatta? Have you seen the facilities?
I have been fortunate enough to check it out, and it's incredible.
It's going to be
incredible.
The crowd is pretty much on top of you, so there'll be a real good environment. What's the message to the fans? Think people thinking about getting their tickets,
yeah.
And they're sort of umming and ahhing. How would you sell it to them, mate?
Look, guys, if you are listening, you need to get your Sydney Sevens tickets because I'm going to put on a show for you. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to put on a show for you, tell my teammates, and so are the other players around the world.
Nice.
The best players in the world. And you're going to be missing out on a party at Sydney Sevens.
Nice.
So get your tickets now, and I hope to see you there.
All right, Elliot, you've just sold that well. I'm going to put you on the spot. How many tries are you going to score in that tournament next week? I'll give you a bit of a warm-up this weekend so you can go out and blow the cobwebs away. But next week...
$500 on the wine, mate. There's $500 on the wine for the bushfires in Australia.
Oh, so every time you score a try, $500?
$500 will be donated to the Red Cross, to the Red Cross Appeal, so going straight to the bushfires.
Oh, so, from the Australian girls or just you?
Just for the best country in the world.
Oh, wow. How
That's
good.
Enormous. All right,
yeah,
mate. Well,
from the Australian girls.
Awesome. All right. Well, yeah. We wish you luck. We really appreciate you joining us as well from New Zealand this morning. Have a fantastic comp over there in Hamilton, and we'll see you in Para and hopefully carving it up for the bushfires as well.
Sounds good. Yep, sounds good. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me this morning.